Well, he got real sick, and so they sent him to the hospital for a while. And when they let him out, he had to go back into a company that had just begun their training. And well, he had to go over that whole training again. And so then when he got that training finished, they went out on bivouac again. And we were just praying that he wouldn't have to go over, but we didn't want nothing to happen to him. And so he stuck a briar in his thumb. And another soldier there picked it out with a safety pin, which you should never do. Mm-hmm. And it set up infection. And when they seen that he had infection in that thumb, they sent him right to the hospital then. Mm-hmm. And he almost lost his whole hand because it was so dangerous. The infection had got so far. And so when they put him back out again, he put him into another company that had just begun their training. And so then the war began to... They bombed Japan, you know, and everything, and they surrendered. And so anybody that had as many as so many points could get out. And with us, with three children, we had three little boys at that time. Mm-hmm. Well, he got out. They let him out early. But he had enough points made that he could get out of services.
Yes.
But the war was coming to an end. Mm-hmm.
So you remember whenever they bombed Japan?
Yes, uh-huh. Pearl Harbor. No, I remember Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. And that was a great tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Did they draft Jimmy into the war?
Yes.
They drafted him? When did he have to go? Do you remember that?
I believe it was about 66. It was during the Vietnam War. It's either 66 or 67. And he had been writing every day. We'd get a letter from him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the letter stopped, and we began to worry. And 3 weeks after that, my telephone rang one night about 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I got up and answered it, and it was Jimmy. And he said, "Mother," said, "I'm in the hospital, but I'm not hurt bad." Said, "I thought I'd better call you and let you know because I haven't been able to write you."
Mm-hmm.
And so he, then they sent him back to the United States.
So he was calling you from Vietnam?
He was calling me from Japan.
Oh, Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there anything else that you can remember you'd like to tell? Maybe a story whenever you were a child or growing up?
Well, I could tell a lot of stories whenever I was growing up, all right. But I don't know whether they'd be very interesting or not.
That'd be fine. Whenever you were working in your family's garden, you had to work all day, right?
So all day, from sun up to sun down.
And then whenever you were going to school, you didn't have to work, right?
That's right. We didn't have to work when we went to school. Well, when we'd get in from school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when school would let out, we'd get home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd have to go to field work till sundown.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't really have a lot of homework then, did you?
Yes, we did. We'd have to get homework at night. Sure did.
Goodness. Whenever y'all would go out, mostly y'all went to church. Was there anything else y'all would do for fun?
Oh, yes. The young people would get together, and we had, where we lived, there was about 15 or 20 young people, you know, that lived around us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get together of a night during the week, a lot of times, you know, in the summertime when school was out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd play guitars and banjos. We had a band. We would sing. Mm-hmm. And I remember having ice cream suppers and candy pullings and different things like that. And
what's a candy pulling?
What's a candy pulling? Well, they had this kind of candy that was made out of syrup. And they'd let you pull it somehow or another. I've done forgot this that was.
You'd start pulling it near the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
And they just keep walking up. And it changed colors when it got ready. Then you pull it just as far out as you're going, lay it on paper, and come back and just crack it.
Kind of like taffy.
Yeah, it's kind of like taffy. We just keep pulling it, you know, boy and a girl to get a hold of it. And they'd just keep pulling it. And then we'd lay it on a paper and come back after a while and it'd be brittle, you know, you'd break it off. It would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd play different games and different things that way. And we just all just had a good time and enjoyed it.
Did you ever have any jobs other, like working somewhere other than in the field? Or?
No, not when I was growing up.
What about later on?
When Martha was about a year old, I worked with the Lafayette.
Is that a factory?
Yes, I'm a feed mom.
What did they do there?
I sewed. I put pockets on shirts.
Is that the only job that you've had?
Mm-hmm.
At least you didn't have to work. And what the denomination of church y'all been to has always been the Holiness Church?
Yes, Congregational Holiness.
Okay. Did you remember any type of governors of Alabama or anything that happened bad or happened good that you liked about them?
Well, we always loved George Wallace. And I always loved Bob James, too.
Mm-hmm. How did they're saying that maybe George Wallace Jr. might run for governor. Would you like that? Or?
No.
You don't like him?
No. I've not got anything against him, but I don't think it's for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long have you been married?
I'll be married 57 years in October 29th.
Have they always been good years?
Oh, yeah. We've had bad times and good times, but I wouldn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got 5 children, 4 daughter-in-laws and 1 son-in-law. And we have 11 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren.
Goodness. That's a big family.
Mm.
Okay. Well, since you've been married, have you ever had any hardships, money-wise, or any other way?
Yes, we've had a few. And one that stands out in my mind more than the others is, though, the first year that we were married, we borrowed, he was farming, he didn't work anywhere, we farmed. And so you, at the bank, would loan you money to make your crop on and enough to buy your groceries to do to your cotton come in, you know. So we borrowed $50 to make a crop on and buy groceries there. Well, we run out, and we done had everything planted, and everything was growing. Our crops were beautiful. And it was in the summertime, because the cotton was beginning to kindly open. And, well, we run out of money, and we run out of groceries. We didn't want to go to his daddy and ask, or my daddy and ask. We didn't want to go ask nobody to know that we was needing something. So we were walking up through our potato field. We planted a lot of sweet potatoes that year. And my daddy always said, when the ground begins to break around the roots, you've got sweet potatoes big enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I seen that ground breaking, and I told him, I said, oh, look at there, we've got sweet potatoes. And he said, uh-uh. I said, yeah, we have. And we reached down there and went to digging, you know. And we had the big old long sweet potatoes. And we graveled them up and washed them off real good. And he carried a basket full of them to town and to Morgan's Grocers. And he got enough of groceries for those potatoes to do us till our cotton came in. We got a bale of cotton seed, and we didn't have to ask anybody for anything. Mm-hmm. So we got out of that pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of number of more kinds that we've had. We had a crop failure 1 or 2 years, and so that